A listener production.
Hi, and welcome back to Broadsheet Melbourne Around Town. I'm your host, Ruby Harris. Broadsheet editors get a lot of questions about what we're eating, drinking, and doing. So every Thursday in 2024, we're going off script and finding out what the office is excited about. This week, we're finding out about an exciting new location for Hector's, heading into the burbs for a new rooftop restaurant and a new ramen spot, figuring out the best places for a BYO date night, and welcoming the onset of toasty season with three of our favourite spots. I'm joined this week by Broadsheet's national editor, Michael Harry.
G'day, Ruby.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
As always, my favourite question, what was the best thing you ate this week?
So I just went to the new / old St. George. So it's the original Saint, which is in St. Kilda. It's been an icon, like a kind of dirty like nightclub for many years. And then now it's been revamped as this gorgeous kind of gastropub.
Yes, the rebrand that we've been waiting for.
And it's been beautifully rebranded. Like the space is amazing, but it's really the menu from Karen Martini that's the reason to visit, because it's just like hit after hit, like delicious sort of casual Italian, but really covering all bases. There's a like a macaroni bolognese, a tuberoni bolognese.
That sounds, yeah.
Which is amazing, but that wasn't the best thing that I ate.
I ate tuberoni.
Tuberoni, that's the reason why I ordered it.
Just to say it.
Yeah. It was like a mid-course bolognese, which I don't know if, you know, I would advise doing that. It's kind of like a heavy
it's
thing.
Kind of a hectic.
A hectic mid-course. But the best thing that I had though was, I think it's like an instant icon, this dish. Like it'll be following Karen around forever now, which is her potato cake with whipped cod's roe. You might have seen it on Instagram. It's like it photographs really beautifully.
I think I've seen it pop up. This is on my list. So I'm sure I have seen it pop up.
It looks stunning, but it actually tastes like it delivers on the looks. It's not just a pretty face or a pretty potato cake.
Perfect. it's always bad when a potato cake doesn't deliver on its looks.
I know.
So that's good to know.
If it's soggy or whatever, under seasoned, but no, this is like everything and more. So it's twice fried beer batter tempura potato cake, like actual potato, like a thick but soft and yielding at the same time potato. Then they kind of shower it in vinegar powder and salt. So it's quite tangy. It's got a little real bite to it. And then there's the whipped cod roe dip, which is like this pale, almost like mayonnaise-y, but saltier and more umami and complex, sort of like beautifully sort of piped onto it. And then they put a little spoon of Aruga caviar on it. And it's like glittering, like kind of black jewels. So it's just like...
You painted the perfect picture. I need to go.
It's high, it's low, it's like fast food, it's like elegant, it's all the things in one snack, and I insist that you go immediately.
Yes, I need, it's been on my list. I have to get there. I'm on my way.
Yes. Karen. Bless Karen.
Yeah, Karen, I'm coming.
Queen Karen. But I was thinking, like, I was also in Sydney recently, and there seems to be this trend. So you've got St. George, and then you've got King Clarence, which is like the hot new restaurant in Sydney. Both kind of regal. I don't know. What's going on? And King Clarence is amazing. The waiter was telling us that Nigella was just in, sitting over there, and Zendaya was just in, sitting over there.
The Zendaya Sydney food tour lives on.
I know. So it's like the hot place to eat right now. But it's Khan Nguyen, who Melbourne listeners might know as the head chef from Aru and Sunda, who's now moved on to the Bentley Group in Sydney. And it's fabulous. Next time you go to Sydney, book in.
This week, like every week, there's openings, there's upcoming openings, there's lots of things to talk about. A very exciting one this week is Hector's has announced they're opening a CBD location. They're the sandwich kings of Melbourne.
They're our favourites.
It's inspired by the USA luncheonettes, that kind of vibe, and very exciting. We don't work in the CBD, so...
You'll get there.
Catching the tram down at lunchtime.
Yeah.
But they're going to have CBD only specials, which I'm excited about. There's going to be a meatball sub from time to time, club sandwiches. Everyone has their go-to, but the specials are nice.
Yeah. Actually, it's on Little Collins Street near Exhibition Street, this little space, underneath Hassel, if you know that design studio. And there's an N. Lee right there as well. So it's actually on a little laneway called Club Lane. So you can get your club sandwich on Club Lane.
It's fitting.
Yeah.
Do you have a go-to at Hector's? Or do you change things up?
It kind of changes. I've been embracing the salad sandwich of late. I'm trying to be... like
you've moved away from the chicken.
Bunny is like healthier. But it's got like this huge amount of like chickpea, like spicy chickpea dip. It's like it's like a hummus. Like it's amazing.
It's really good. The salad sandwich is great.
Mm.
But moving away from the city, We're going back into the burbs.
I know. I mean, look, we do occasionally hear that we cover too much North Side.
It is a criticism. Yeah. It's been leveled at us.
But we want to get everywhere. So if you've got some tips of some suburban places, let us know. But two that we've discovered this week are in the East. So Burwood East and Glen Waverley, a thriving food hotspot at the moment.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot of places popping up.
So one of them is called Rombe, R-O-M-B-E. It's like 2,500 square metres rooftop at the Burwood Shopping Centre, which is now called Brickworks.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's this huge like rooftop space with this lush kitchen garden. It looks like something you might see in LA or something, like looking out towards our Hollywood Hills, aka the Dandenongs. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, it's just like it's an all-day kind of bonanza, starting with, you know, brunch items and then moving through to classics and lovely kind of seasonal produce. A lot of it they get from the kitchen garden as well, which is great.
I was looking at the menu and there's something I'm going there to try.
Oh, wow.
The pastrami style cured salmon.
Oh, yum.
Sounds interesting.
So
and
was that
I
just
need to
like
try it.
Rubbed in delicious spices. And
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and I'm going to find out. And I'll report back. It might be the best thing I ate in the week.
I definitely want to get around the Mex avocado toast. So fresh avo, feta, jalapeno sauce, chives, and light rye.
Like I love a bit of like spice like a bit in of an avo toast. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. And they've also got this insane ricotta hotcake, which just looks obscene. The photo of it is like, whoa. And it's blueberry, white chocolate cream, semi-freddo, salted butterscotch, hazelnut praline. Like it's out of control.
Yep. I'm in.
There's another one nearby the Glen Shopping Centre, so in Glen Waverley, which is called Ramen Ramen. And it's one of our top click stories from last week. People love a ramen.
Yeah. Especially we're heading into winter, so it's ramen season.
It's completely ramen weather. Just curl up with like a steaming bowl. But this is legit. Like sometimes you might find a food court ramen is like a, you know, pre-made powdered broth or something like that. But this is the real deal. 24-hour broth, which is simmered on site. And there's 3-day aged wheat noodles and chicken katsu versions and tonkotsu versions. And yeah, it's just perfect for winter.
I feel like it's becoming more of a thing that we're getting really good quality food in food courts and in shopping centres. And yeah. I am here for it. I'm ready for the trend.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so convenient.
It's so convenient. I'm taking us back to Fitzroy for 1 second because from Monday to Sunday, so from the 15th to the 21st of April, Tokyo Lamington is doing a $10 oat latte and Lamington special, which is, that's a steal.
Mm.
Like oat lattes, that it adds
that's gonna be
a couple cents on.
Anyway.
So getting that with the Lamington for $10, I think is a great deal. It's a vegan spin on a Latin American cake. So that's the Lamington flavor. So it's also vegan. So it's 2 layers of vegan sponge soaked in coconut milk, dairy-free condensed milk, and then Vitasoy soy milk.
Outrageous.
Some silky vegan cream folded in between.
Oh, vegan cream.
Yeah, it's like a dulce de leche situation.
Yeah, yeah. And
but a bit different.
Tokyo Lamington is really like mastered the Lamington.
They have. I actually am not the biggest Lamington fan, but I do love Tokyo Lamington. They're different.
They're obviously taking it off into all of these new directions. Like no boring like jam and like vaguely chocolate.
I think that's why I like it. Because I'm like, it's different.
Mm.
It's just like little cakes.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be checking that out next week. All broadsheet editors know we are constantly asked many questions about where to go, where to eat, what to do. So we're opening the phone lines or our Instagram DMs to our readers and our listeners so they can send us in questions. So we've got a question this week.
Hi, Broadsheet. It's Marianne from St Kilda. Just wondering where you would recommend to go on a date night where you can bring your own booze. Thanks.
Ooh. Good question. Personally?
Great question.
I don't see anything. I think the best date nights actually take place at Jim's Greek Tavern or Supper Inn.
Oh, loose.
But I understand people maybe wanting to do something a bit different.
Maybe a bit
that
fancier.
Might just be me.
I mean, you can't really beat those two. They're like Melbourne icons. Plus, BYO, you can just arm up, load up with great bottles.
And also, it's like, I just think, you know, it's a good vibe. It's maybe not for a first date, but it's a good vibe.
I reckon
maybe it
like,
is for a first date.
Yeah, just jump straight into it.
Yeah. Technically, one of my first dates with my now husband was at a BYO in Chinatown. So
yeah, and look where that ended.
It worked.
Yeah.
But if you want something a bit nicer, Francois does BYO with no corkage for lunch.
Oh, sweet.
From Saturdays to Thursdays. So
no corkage.
Lunch date. Why not?
And you can get
no corkage.
You can get really good wine there anyway. But
yeah.
So,
as you know, if you want to save on the wine but spend big on lunch, it's an option.
Good idea.
Or Afghan Gallery is $5 a bottle and a really nice cozy vibe.
Oh, bargain! Where is that?
That is on Brunswick Street.
There's a total Melbourne classic called Scopri, which is really well known for being a BYO place. And particularly, like, people bring in, like, really fancy wines. The corkage isn't that cheap. It's $25 a bottle. But when you're bringing in kind of your best Grange and what have you,
you're taking someone to impress them.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And the food is sort of elevated Italian, but it's quite unpretentious there. And it's almost like in the same league as your Jim's Creek Tavern in that kind of Melbourne institution. This is where you go, like, jackets off, like red wine, get into it.
That's what you want.
Another one I really love is a Turkish barbecue place called Komor, which is in Ascot Vale. And it's, like, aside from having the best food and Adana kebabs you're ever going to eat in your life, it's opposite a Dan Murphy's. So they do have, like,
that's
some...
That's perfect.
Yeah.
You can run out mid-meal. Yeah. Stuck up.
Yeah. If you go too hard, you can just dash across the street. But it's one of the really good Dan Murphy's, I have to say. Like, it's like an old... I don't know. It looks like an aircraft hangar. It's huge. So they have all of the wines.
Perfect.
And they have some, like, legit Turkish kind of booze options at Komor. But if you want, like, some nice wines, then that's your go-to. A perfect one too. It's $15 corkage.
Okay, perfect. Done. That's date night taken care of.
Date night.
So this week we are rounding up our favourite three toasties to try. It is toasty weather officially. It has been declared.
Definitely.
It's
toasty season.
It's that time of year, toasty season. I tried a new toasty on the weekend and it's fast. I think it's shot up my list. It's one of my favourites now.
Oh.
I went to Sleepy's Wine Bar and Cafe in Carlton for breakfast.
Oh, that place is cool.
It's really cute and cosy and it was, a good vibe on a Saturday morning.
And a little bit, like, eccentric menu, right?
Yeah, yeah. A bit, like, well, what I'm intrigued by is they have a mee goreng toasty, which I wasn't game for, but...
Double carb.
Could be in the future.
Yeah.
It wasn't my morning, but... It could be coming.
What did you have instead?
But I got the kimchi toasty and it hit. The kimchi wasn't too overpowering, but it wasn't too subtle. It hit that perfect sweet spot.
Yum.
And it was really good.
So we're talking, like, just kimchi or is there, like,
no,
cheese?
No, there's kimchi and cheese. I think it was just kimchi and cheese and, like, a nice bread. And
it popped.
It hit. It hit.
It popped.
With an oat latte.
Oh, yum. Isn't it funny how, like, a few minutes in the toaster can just transform a sandwich into a next level zone?
Yeah. And it also, I think there was a lot of toasties going around, so it smelled really good just in there. Like, it was a vibe on a Saturday.
So a couple that I really like, Union Kiosk in the city, which is on, like, a little arcade-y kind of thing on Little Collins. But all vegan toasties, awesome. And they're Jaffles, you know, like, long live the Jaffle with that kind of crease down the middle. Yeah, the little pockets of scalding joy inside.
So is it vegan cheese?
It's vegan everything, vegan cheese, vegan butter.
Nice.
And they have some, like, wild combinations, like Beyond Meat Cheeseburger Jaffle with pickles, mustard, tomato sauce. So, like, you know. Amazing. And also, like, a vegan pepperoni mac and cheese.
Ooh.
So it's all this, like, mock meat, but yum.
Yeah.
Enough to get me, like, a committed carnivore to eat it. That's a good toasty. And then one I haven't eaten yet, but I saw on my Instagram and, like, instantly drooling over and going to make a beeline to go and get is the latest at Hugo's Deli.
Love.
Hugo's,
you can't go wrong at Hugo's Deli.
Yeah. So Hugo's on Swan Street, another, like, fabulous sandwich purveyor. But their latest version is Baker Blue Sourdough, a poached chicken salad, as you know, like a chicken mix, green tomatoes, American cheese, and curry mayo. So it's like... kind of like a really
it's like an
warped,
interesting,
like, mix there.
Yeah, interesting combo, but sounds like it would work.
Yeah.
Like, I can see it. I'm sure it works.
Like the bread and the curry and the cheese and I want it. So it's a special at the moment, but maybe they'll hear this and keep it on.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, the obvious choice for me often is Maker and Munger at Paran Market.
Next level cheese toasty.
Yeah, if you're sort of on the go, and you grab one, the morning's better.
With your little, like, basket. And
with your Pinot's fruit box and you're done.
Yeah.
Weekend's done.
Yeah, and maybe a little Market Lane coffee and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, what a Saturday.
Can't complain. That's it for today. I'll be back next Thursday with another guest.